On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg reached 27 degrees today. Emalahleni 23, Pretoria up to 26.
Got a crash. I'm afraid it is literally just coming now near Veronica Road. Sifako Makato Drive eastbound, a crash near Veronica Road causing very slow moving traffic. And we've got delays on Eskom Patlela Drive in the capital heading north towards Moort Street.
Joburg Water has warned of significant water disruptions starting from tomorrow until Thursday due to Rand Water's 54-hour maintenance at the Akenhof pump station. The plant maintenance is expected to affect residents in Joburg's western suburbs, including Roodepoort, Vleerhof, Doornkop and Soweto. Morero briefed the media in Newtown. He said water tankers will be mobilized to affected areas.
During maintenance, the volume of bulk water supplied to Johannesburg Water's network will be significantly reduced. After maintenance ends and pumping resumes on the 8th of January, the system will not recover immediately. Joburg Water's infrastructure will require at least 7 days to stabilize and recover fully.
In other news, the Border Management Authority arrested 25 undocumented migrants at the Beitbridge border post with Zimbabwe today. On Sunday, 98 undocumented migrants were intercepted. They've been taken to the Musina police station. Here's Cliff Shiko.
The BMA says it spotted undocumented migrants trying to cross the Limpopo River into South Africa by using drones. According to the authority, the monitoring of illegal immigrants is conducted in collaboration with the South African National Defence Force, BMA Commissioner Michael Masiapato.
We had two of the key facilitators that were actually arrested, and for those ones we did not deport them, but we opened a case of aiding and abetting, and they are going to face the full might of the law.
Masiapato added that around 25,000 migrants are processed at the border every day. Cliff Shiko for Jacaranda Newswatch.
And just wrapping up the latest in the U.S., after the capture of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, him and his wife are expected to appear in a New York court today on narco-terrorism charges, which Maduro denies. Now, after being seized by America over the weekend, Deputy President Delcy Rodriguez will be officially sworn in as Venezuela's president and the National Assembly. Also happening in New York, the U.N. Secretary Council, or rather the Security Council, is set to debate America's actions in Venezuela a bit later this afternoon. Meanwhile, the ANC is yet to make an official statement. The party spokesperson is Mahlengi Bengu.
We will also have a discussion on Venezuela, what has developed in Venezuela. We are going to adopt formal message of the ANC. We wanted to wait for this National Executive Committee, given the gravity of what has happened there.
And U.S. President Donald Trump's statements on Greenland is also starting to cause some tension.
We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security.
While the EU says it expects its partners to respect the principle of territorial integrity, this now after Trump reiterated calls for Greenland to become part of the United States. Here's the spokesperson on foreign policy, Anita Hipper.
The EU will continue to uphold the principles of national sovereignty, territorial integrity, and the inviolability of borders and the UN Charter. These are universal principles and will not stop defending them.
I'm Marlene Fischer. For more on these and other stories, visit jacaranfm.com.
You should see what one of the